Okay, so you've always said for 10 years that high school girls are giving it away. Mm-hmm. Are they still doing that under COVID conditions or whatever
they
this
are.
World is?
They absolutely are. It's discounted. It's made a cougar's job very challenging. It's made the men folks in relationship subservient to the larger scale. And that's what's done. That's what's kind of fed. Permission to speak freely, Bob.
Yes.
Yep. Okay. Permission. It's what's prompted or pimped up or pushed this LGBTQRSTRSTUVXYZ, this whole xenocracy. It's kind of pushed it into this level of a stately regard. And it's not that regarded. There aren't any more gay people than there ever were gay people, okay? The same number of people that are gay. They're not more or less. So this community that's a Pride Month, Pride, community Pride thing, they're proud to suck a dick or whatever it is they do, we know whatever that is. There's no more of them or less of them than there ever was. But now, because of this position, the value of engagement with females has less value because of the assertion from the female sect. That's why, now I'll give you an example. Now we're talking about the Black Lives Matter and some of the other things. That's why black men like to sleep with white women. Black men won't sleep with black women. They just won't do it. They like white women. Look at that. Look at them close. Look at them close. They just won't do it. Because the black women are powerful and all they want is babies to make more black people. And black men don't want to be with black women because that's all they want. They can be, that's how they can become the baby daddy. They don't need a relationship. Give me my baby and get the fuck on out. You ain't bringing me a check, get out. White girls are doing that different. They want that relationship and blah, 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 blah. And they get pregnant, too, when they will, till the room closes completely. But that's not the point. They see relationships as different than, say, a black woman does. And that's more of the cougar aspect. Now, we cross two lines there that you're not asking about, but it explains some things of how things are going. You're talking about how does one calculate the price of pussy? That's what you asked when you said, the high school girls are giving away because that's what we said. That was the price of ill repute. That was the price of ill repute. Is that the high school girls were giving away for free. So no Heidi Flies could make any money because the girls were giving away for free. Okay. Now we transcended that and brought that into the next tier level of the social, antisocial, maybe dogmatic repose of George Wallace hypocrisy. George Wallace hypocrisy.
Okay, I need to ask a question. I don't know what you're talking about. I've lost the track. Okay, the girls are giving away for free, and that put women, the girls, in power, did you say?
No. It did not. It lessened their power. It lessened their power because now the boys didn't have to think about it because they could get it for free. So it didn't have a regard. So what that did is it pushed the women folks into a bigger place of power. They were the drawers. They were the cougars. They were the seekers. Boys didn't have to seek anything. You see?
The cougars are older women. Cougars are older women, and they profit from
younger
the fact
men.
It changed
younger men.
Mm-hmm. Who didn't care for their peer group girls. They went with the older women because, for what
reason?
That's
correct. Because they were more seasoned, it was more refreshing, it was more committed. See, they weren't trying to, they wanted to go out to dinner with somebody who could buy dinner, have a nice time, and didn't have to worry about going and buy a grape snow cone after the engagement, you see. So they could have the release without any regard. Now, that's right. That's one aspect. Now, the other aspect is they wanted to be relieved, but they could do that anyway. And so now this whole community That's the LGBTQRST. That whole community now has embraced it so that they don't have to be anything. They can be whatever they want to, but they can just say they're gay and then they're off the hook. And that's not the case. There's no more or less gay people than there have ever been. They're the same number. There's no more.
Are you saying that? Are you saying the high school girls went lesbian because the guys got turned off?
The guys are not engaged by the promiscuity of coitus because the value that the high school girls put on the JJs.
The girls put value, holding it back?
No, by controlling it, by making it available, by flooding the market, as it were.
Okay, now how does that relate to the lesbian community? What's that got to do with the lesbian community?
Not lesbian. Doesn't have anything to do with lesbians. We're talking about the gay people, the guys who sleep with guys who aren't sleeping with women. There's no more of those than ever were. That's what we're saying. But the way it's presented, that girls can't have relationships with fellas because everybody's gay. That's the chatter. There are no more gay people than there ever were gay people.
Right, but the myth is that there are more gay people, but there are no more, and so the girls have access to the same number of high school guys.
That's
not that
correct.
More gay
but,
guys.
That's correct. That's correct. But they don't now. A guy doesn't have to give in to women just because the women are the aggressors in the Mad Men era. The men were the aggressors. Now, the female are the aggressors. And the men, if they don't want to engage, they can say, oh, I'm sorry, I've decided I'm gay. I present as homosexual, or I like men, or I might sleep with you, but not today. Let me see what's going on. See what the rub? And that we're just saying those are cop-outs that give them the bow-out to say this is the condition. Now, what that does to the female xenocracy is it defeats or deflates their ability and capacity to engage. So what's their outcome? They have to buy toys or they have to get them a bull dyke. See, here we go.
The high school girls have to become lesbians, did you say?
Correct. Or whoever's wanting has to get them a bull dyke. They dyke.
Okay, who would be wanting? Okay, I'm a high school girl, and a guy is wanting, not me, and then I say, you who are ignoring me, you get me a lesbian. Is that what the high school girl says?
No. The girls who have been giving it away for free and have discounted the value of virtue, giving pussy away for free. They're giving pussy away for free. So if pussy's free, it has no value. Okay? So what people would kill somebody for was good pussy. They're not killing anybody for it anymore because pussy's free, okay? So that hurts the price of pussy. All right, fine. Then move on down the line. And down the line, here's what happens is you want to have this engagement or this in position where you want to have this release, say, boys or males or people that are interested in engagement or coitus or release, okay? They engage it, but now since it has no value, they can do what they want to do, which is what created the early onset cougar vernacular.
Did you say the guys could do what they want to do? Is that what you just said?
Now you're
leaping over to cougar. What's that got to do with it?
Cougars were created when the value of pussy was so low, they sought after and they would just go buy or pick up or do whatever they wanted to do. For them, from the fellow.
Who would? The cougar would do that.
Yeah, pay attention. Yeah, that's the right. So what
the cougar would pick
here,
up the cougar would pick up the young guy.
Yeah, and he would be treated because the cougar knows what to do and knows how to do it, which is what the fella really, 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 really wants and likes. And he has no responsibility to the cougar. It's a fucking go, fucking go, fucking go.
Okay, so what happened to the high school girls? Are the high school girls becoming lesbians? That's the point I'm trying to find out about.
They ruined the whole prospect. They ruined the whole Mad Men condition of the male entreating with decorum and valor the female appendages. They
what happened? What did the high school girls do as a result of this?
Well, they responded in kind, and they became cougars in their later years, or they had to go into a lesbian relationship in order to survive, because men may or may not engage them, but not necessarily. Before, they could depend on it. They could hold it ransom, but it's no longer ransom, so it's kind of like, well, I don't have to fuck with you. I can fuck with her.
Okay, so that's what's happened. That's what's happened,
yeah.
And the high school girls are still oblivious to this effect, and they're still giving it away for free. They don't know any better.
And they've also can't change it now, because now you have a whole new zeitgeist where fellas can be whatever they want to be. So now they just go with whatever it is. They can be in a monogamous relationship, and somebody else, some other guy, pick them up, and it doesn't mean anything. Or vice versa.
Talking about the young high school girls?
No, talking about young high school boys picking up high school boys, or someone in a monogamous relationship. Nothing has boundary anymore because of the LGBTQRSTXYZ genre, and that was caused from the females not having virtue, whatever level that is.
The LGBT made everybody gay, as Zappa predicted.
No. No, promiscuity of the lack of value of a female condition created Marquis de Sade, which includes the LGBTQRSTUVXYZ.
You mean the dominatrix world?
All of it.
So that led to Me Too. That led to the revenge of Me Too.
Yeah, it created a rainbow kiss, Bob.
I don't know what that is.
Look it up.
My point was that led to revenge of the Me Too movement.
Mm-hmm. Look up a rainbow kiss. You'll be surprised.
Yeah. So the girls got pissed off.
They knew they messed up. They messed up. And that's like the same thing is true in high school, Bob, where you have the unscrupulous cheerleader. Of course, there was always one unscrupulous cheerleader who just ruined it for all the virtuous girls. Because they want the fast girls. They don't want the solemn girls. They don't want the sane girls. They don't want the
How did the cheerleader ruin it? How did the cheerleader ruin it for the
by fucking
girls?
by fucking the entire second string.
Right. Why did that affect girls? They just isolated her.
Well, no, they didn't isolate her because she was getting busy and they were trying to be virtuous and they weren't getting any. It's because the cheerleader was giving it away for free. That's all. No big deal.
So what did the girls do, the straight girls do in response to that?
They became lesbians.
They didn't give it away for free for a while.
Well, they couldn't give it away. See, that's the problem with free. If something's free, I don't want it. If it has value, then I want it. But if it's free, I don't want it. If you don't want it, why do I want it? You don't want it.
So they became.
If you don't want it. Why do I want it?
They became lesbians. Okay, they became lesbians.
Yeah, it's like
a rainbow.
It's like AOL, America Online. It's free. So once it became free, nobody wanted it anymore. Remember AOL? You remember AOL?
Yeah.
Nobody. Who has AOL anymore?
I got that. A rainbow kiss is a kiss between a female during her menstruation and her partner, usually male.
Mm-hmm.
After the man ejaculates the woman's mouth, the couple kisses, mixing the menstrual blood. So it happens when a person goes down on a woman during her monthly cycle. After the man ejaculates in the woman's mouth, the couple kisses, mixing the menstrual blood that was in his mouth with the semen. Okay, a rainbow kiss. Okay. All right, let's move on.
Bob, that there's a word that the tech body can give a definition to that's as fucked up as that, lets you know just how deep a decravitous realm of reality you've eased into. It's right up there with felching, Bob. It's right up there with felching.
Yeah, what's wrong with that definition?
Well, It's just what is disgusting.
Oh, okay. And the take body.
Bob, you want to mix sperm and menstrual blood in the mouth of your partner and then engage it? Really? Oh, okay. Well, that's our Bob.
So the take body spreads the disgusting words around.
No, they give the meaning, Bob. Then they don't give it meaning. Gravity's rainbow. Come on, Bob. Come on, Gutenberg Galaxy. The medium is the message. It goes deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper, and that genre goes further and further and further, which is what Carolyn was kind of saying. You're making a porn channel. No, we're not. It's just gone pornographic. That's what we're
saying. I don't know what you're talking about. So far, we've wasted half an hour. You're saying something about
the words are good.
What is that tech body doing? It's spreading words around.
Nothing.
With definitions.
Not doing anything. Tech body's not doing anything. Humans are going deeper and deeper down the rabbit hole because they can't get satisfaction. I can't get no satisfaction. That's all that's happening. From any of their eight bodies. That's right.
Right. And they. The tech body spells out a disgusting thing to read, and that causes a problem for humans?
No, it becomes a definition of something they can engage. Now they have to decide how far away they are from a rainbow kiss. Well, okay. I would never do that. Well, I don't know. It sounds okay. I might be really weird, but maybe. I don't know. It sounds
okay.
I like to lick things. No, wait.